Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A after a weekend of crazy baseball at Chase Field and a couple of wild NCAA semifinal and final games. Boy, talk about March Madness in April. And how about those Diamondbacks bats? Well, until yesterday. But two out of three against the defending World Series champion ain't bad. So it was a fun sports weekend. The weather is beautiful, and we are going to talk about some of my favorite topics on the show today. We're going to open up with Bridget McLaughlin, the winemaker from Cellar 433, with great news about upcoming wine festivals in our area. Also, Alex Daniels from Yavapai College about the upcoming Yavapalooza. And Rochelle Skavarek will be here from the Prescott YMCA about the annual Whiskey Row Marathon. So all sorts of great outdoor activities coming our way here in Northern Arizona. You know, we always welcome your questions and comments and even guest suggestions about Q&A. Just drop me an email. Send that email to DJ Phone. That's DJ Phone at KQ&A.com. I mentioned the Diamondbacks. They are off tonight after taking two out of three from the Red Sox, and tomorrow they will start a two-game home series interleague against the Texas Rangers, and then four at Chase Field against the new-look San Diego Padres. So stay tuned. We've got Bridget McLaughlin just around the corner coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Get the best tickets to the biggest games this season with the D-backs mini plan. Choose from the Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers, Cardinals, and more. Secure lower level seats now at dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Catch a ride from Tucson to Chase Field on the D-backs Express. The D-backs Express is a luxury bus that travels from the Foothills Mall to select D-backs games this season. Book your spot today at dbacks.com/express. Presented by Gila River Casinos.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 206, and in this kind of weather, what a time to sit outside, especially as the sun sets, and enjoy a great glass of wine. We have the perfect person here to talk about it. Bridget McLaughlin is here from Cellar 433. Before we get going, about your reason for being here, Bridget, tell us about Cellar 433.
Cellar 433 is the tasting room in Jerome. It's the kind of the mothership for wines crafted by John McLaughlin and sourced exclusively from Dragoon Mountain Vineyard down in Wilcox, Wilcox AVA. We can say that now.
Mm-hmm. And, give us an idea of what it's like, what you have to deal with to try and get the right plantings to produce the right wines, how dependent you are on weather conditions, soil conditions, how much Mother Nature has to do despite all the work you do.
Oh, my gosh, that's about 30 years packed into a couple minutes. But it's intense. Wilcox has actually got the perfect soil conditions and the perfect weather conditions. A lot of people don't think of that. They think of Arizona as being this horrible desert, and they don't really understand that water is not the key to good grape growing. It's patience and time. And maybe if I could just put maybe one instance. For example, you plant 1 acre of vines. You're going to wait about 5 years for those grapes to come online, as we call it, before they're quality grapes. And in that 5 years, you have to take care of those babies the whole time. So it's a massive investment of time. It's truly, especially in Arizona, a labor of love.
Mm-hmm.
and a passion. You don't do this for wealth. Everyone, the joke in the wine industry is if you'd like to make a small fortune in the wine industry, you should start with a big one.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you also have to weigh things such as slope, sun, shade, drainage, things like that, right?
Absolutely. And that's why Wilcox actually has amazing soil conditions. We have 59 soil types.
Oh, my
goodness. Our vineyard actually sits more on what people might consider flat, but the soil types, the drainage, the sand, the vines actually, they love it. The roots love to work. They love mm-hmm. to struggle, and that's what's going to bring about great wine grapes.
I'll be darned. Well, tell us about Cellar 433's role in some festivals that are coming up.
Well, the one is that it's coming up very soon, April 26th, is the first ever Arco Santi International Film Carnival, and I'm co-sponsoring that with Arco Santi, and it's being put on by Toni Ross. Mm-hmm. She is the brains and the magic behind the Jerome Film Festival, which has been very, very popular and growing over the years. I'm very excited about this because this is the first only independent I can't remember. I'm just very excited to work with this. Toni is very exciting. She's innovative. She's always finding new ways to do things. And the Film Carnival is going to be a new experience. There will be the art workshops. There will be the film showings. And what I'm especially excited about is the Mercado on Saturday, the 27th. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are doing a wine garden. And I actually have invited that brewery and Elgin Distillery to come in. And it's going to be great. Local artisans, local wine, local beverages. And mm-hmm. it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's an inaugural effort. And I'm just really pleased to be a part of that and that Toni approached me to be a part of it.
And anyone who's been to Arco Santi knows it's a very special locale, too.
Yes, it is a beautiful artist colony. The people there are amazing and creative, and the works that you see there, the things that come out of Arco Santi, people, it's hard to wrap your head around when you see that much talent in mm-hmm. one area.
So tell us what you're doing for the Prescott Fine Art Wine.
Prescott Fine Art and Wine is, of course, every Mother's Day weekend. It's May 11th and 12th this year. This year we're doing things a little different. We have moved our location back to Cortez, which is awesome because it's shadier on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And we are introducing a wine garden tent. So we're actually going to be tented this year. It's going to have a beautiful, elegant feel to it. Just very excited. Arizona wineries. I have invited in an Arizona meadery drinking horn out of Flagstaff.
Nice.
So this will be our first time with a meadery, but they're kind of like our, you know, our cousins in winemaking.
Sure.
So it's the same process of fermentation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about it. I shouldn't say that, but it's going to have a whole fresh new look and a fresh feel to it, which mm-hmm. is kind of exciting. There's not really another word for that.
You know? Yeah. So when you're doing a wine festival, obviously you're going to attract a lot of people trying wines for the first time. Give me an idea what kinds of wines you might make available for this.
That's what's great is the diversity that Arizona wineries offer. In our tasting rooms, people are like, oh, what grapes do you grow? Well, at Dragoon, we grow over 90 grapes and clones. And the diversity of the vineyards that I've invited, Italian, Rhone, Spanish, Burgundian, there's a lot of diversity. And there's always that question, sweet wine versus dry wine. And again, the wineries that I have invited, there is that diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Even in our own program, we've grown and developed. I mean, this industry started commercially in the 70s, but Arizona's been growing grapes since the 1500s.
And a lot of people don't think about that because you don't see vineyards around here. But you know where they are, don't you?
Absolutely. 70% of Arizona's wine grapes are grown in Wilcox, and mm-hmm. that's why it was so important to us at Dragoon Mountain Vineyard to author and apply for that AVA.
Mm-hmm.
So 70% of the grapes, there's about 20% in the more widely known Elgin or Sonoyta region, which was Arizona's first AVA. And up in the Verde Valley, we see, closer to 9 to 11%. You know, numbers vary depending on which magazine article you're reading. But so there's planting all over. There's a lot of diversity. But Wilcox is really where the majority of the grapes are grown.
I was surprised a couple of years ago to find out that I believe we were restricted. We could not sell Arizona wines. We couldn't ship them to other states. Was that true for a while?
Yes. Actually, my husband and a few others were part of getting that legislation changed. There was a time in Arizona where you could not go into a tasting room and taste wine.
Oh, isn't that silly?
And so you would have to buy this bottle of wine on a wing and a prayer, thing, hoping that that was going to be a good bottle of wine. So
mm-hmm.
constantly, every year, the industry is growing and changing. Legislation is an important part of it, monitoring legislation and making sure that the right things are said and the right things are put forward. But, yeah, Arizona, that is why we are, I would say, just a slight little bit behind from the California wine industry. They didn't have the restrictions we have
mm-hmm.
or we had. And I'm very thankful for all of the vintners and growers that did fight to bring us to the forefront. And so, you know, we're a few decades behind, but definitely coming. And I don't even like the word burgeoning because it's frustrating to me. We are growing, but we have been at this for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. And with the wine festivals, are you restricting this to Arizona wineries only?
Absolutely. I am very passionate about this industry. I have been involved in the industry for nearly 7 years, and my husband, John McLaughlin, has been his vineyard was planted in 2001. I believe that Arizona wine comes from Arizona soil. Every wine has its place, but if it's mm-hmm. going to say Arizona, it needs to be from Arizona grapes. And there is a solid group of winemakers that support each other in sharing their crops or sharing their product with each other. There's enough wine to go around without having to source from other places.
Mm-hmm.
And so the relationships that I've developed over the years and then what my husband has developed over his many years in this industry is I prefer to have people who only, you know, it's not even a preferred thing. This wine garden should be about Arizona wine.
Sure.
You know, just as the Prescott Fine Art and Wine Festival, those artists are all unique. They create their own items and it's their passion and their hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Wine is the same thing.
If you took the same grapes, the exact same grapes, planted them in Arizona, in California, and, say, Washington, you'd get three different wines, wouldn't you? What is the role of the word, I believe, is terroir? Mm-hmm. Describe that, the role, the difference. Is it the soil that does it?
It's more than soil. It's anything, soil and weather conditions. It's the personality of that distinct area. And if you look in California, for example, we take a lot of learning from them. There are distinct AVAs and micro AVAs where even in a very small, maybe 5 mile by 5 mile section, there's something very distinct about
when you
the
say
soil.
AVA, is this your viticulture area?
American viticultural area.
Thank
proves
you.
That you are distinct from any other region in the United mm-hmm. States. Mm-hmm. And so terroir is hugely important, and that's one of the reasons why Dragoon has so many grapes and clones is we invite people into our tasting rooms and we ask them to leave everything that they think they know about wine, leave it behind and open mm-hmm. your mind to this experience
yeah.
because the terroir will bring in different notes and it all wines have known typicity, meaning there's all wine grapes, they're supposed to do something.
Yeah.
But terroir plays a huge role. You hear phrases like ocean breezes and volcanic soils. They do definitely affect. Those roots are, they tell the story of the soil that they're planted in when the grapes grow.
And the great thing about that is you can't get that anywhere but here, correct?
Exactly.
That's your stamp on that. I know you're passionate about the arts and community. What other projects are you involved in?
Oh, well, the one that I was talking about earlier, Arcosani, that is a new project for us. I'm mm-hmm. very excited. And we are huge sponsors of the Scottsdale League of the Arts. We participate and do their events regularly. And, you know, I encourage people to go out and to attend these events because art and wine, that wine is an art form and mm-hmm. fine art, they're both levels of artistry that we need actual people to embrace and to talk about. And, you know, if you see a festival advertised or a little flyer, you know, I encourage people to go out and support these. You know, it's, yes, you can go spend 4 hours in a mall or
sure.
you could go spend 4 hours and see what individuals are creating.
And how can our listeners learn more about Cellar 433?
Our website is cellar433.com, and there you can learn about our wineries, our vineyard, a lot of good stuff about Arizona wine.
And April 26th is the Arcosanti Movie Festival, right, Film Festival, and you'll be there
right.
With your wines, correct? And the Prescott Art and Wine Festival is Mother's Day weekend, correct?
Yes.
And you'll be there at both of them, won't you?
Yes.
We look forward to seeing you there. Bridget McLaughlin, thank you for joining us. Say hello to John for us and thank him. We're going to take a break here and come back with Alex Daniels to talk about Yavapalooza on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at yrmccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
There's no sweeter time than spring to drive home in a new vehicle from Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Get over 15% off MSRP on one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the 2019 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive for only $23,872. Looking for a midsize pickup? Check out the 2019 Nissan Frontier, priced as low as $21,263. The clock is also running out on the last of our 2018 Nissans left in inventory. Get over $4,000 off MSRP on the 2018 Kicks, priced at only $15,998 and over $8,000 off MSRP on the 2018 Nissan Maxima. Visit LamNissan.com for a sweet deal on your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lam Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number KN706098, JL522416, JC396428. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer, doc fee, and $385.3 in package. Number KC742970. Plus finance with NMAC OAC expires 4/30/2019.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
It's a hard surface design that can make a statement and doesn't require a lot of work. We'll take a look at backsplashes. Our tree of the month is seen all over, yet you might not know its name. Tips to maintain your refrigerator, and we'll be live at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association's home show in Tucson. So, come on over to our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:22. Man, I'm in the mood for a party. I feel like a Yavapalooza. How about you, Alex Daniels?
I'm really feeling it. It's good to be back here with you, DJ.
I can't believe it's been a year. You were here last year to talk about Yavapalooza. When is the one this year?
So this one is going to be about the same time as last year. It'll be on April 19th, which is about, you know, a week from this Friday, and we're hoping for really good weather.
Sure.
You know, it's Arizona in April, you know, it can change.
It can change. We learned that for sure. So tell us about the basics about Yavapalooza at Yavapai College.
Okay, so Yavapalooza is an annual event that we have put on for the last several years. And what it is, it's a spring fling family fun kind of carnival thing with food trucks, live music, carnival games, you know, and all fun stuff. And it's, you know, in the evening. So it's, you know, come after work and come have some fun.
And the key thing about it, it's at the college, but it's not just for students, right?
Correct. Yeah.
For the whole community, whole family.
Yeah. The whole community, you know, anyone, you know, even if you have a student in college, but, you know, families, you know, with young kids, even bring grandma and grandpa, because there's something there for everybody. You know, there's all kinds of fun things. And this year, it's even bigger than it's been, so there'll be all kinds of fun stuff.
Now, this will be your second or third time?
This will be my second time.
And what did you, let me ask you this. Anybody who does an annual event, I always ask them, what did you learn from the last one that helps this one? Or makes it easier.
Yeah. So one thing that we really learned was our location. It used to be up in between a bunch of buildings. And this year we've moved it down to one of the parking lots so that we can, it's flat and there can be a whole lot more tables and booths that we can set up. It's all centrally located. So
much more visible too, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is, because you can probably see it from the street. But it'll be, you know, all kinds of everything, so that way you don't have to walk very far to go get food. You can just, you know, play a game, then go pick up a sandwich, and then, you know, come back and keep playing games and listen to the music, and yeah.
So describe some of the entertainment, some of the food, some of the events going on there.
Okay, so one thing we're really excited about this year is we have Dutch Bros coming and serving
coffee.
Yeah, coffee, tea, you know, all the good stuff. So they'll be there the whole time, and, you know, good stuff. We're having more food trucks, a whole wide variety of food, you know, from your typical, you know, pizza, hot dogs and stuff to pulled pork. And we have a lady from Pralines Prescott downtown. Oh, yeah.
Well, you're really trying to get me to come out there now.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Got the chocolate. All the good stuff. And then your typical cotton candy and kettle corn, funnel cake, all that fun stuff.
Sounds like a fun food, too.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the story about the lady who runs the Dutch Bros Coffee here in Prescott Valley, how she got that job?
No, I haven't.
She was working at a Dutch Bros Coffee when the coffee shop was the focus of the CBS TV series Undercover Boss.
Okay.
And the CEO dropped in, you know, undercover and was so impressed with her that they gave her the franchise.
Oh, that is so neat.
Now, how cool is that?
That is neat.
Yeah. And she has the Prescott Valley franchise. That's such a great story. But you know what? That kind of ties in with what you guys do, because what you guys do at Yavapai College is create the seeds for growth, and it's up to you to make the most of it, right?
Yeah. Yep. Because we wanted to, you know, we start, you know, especially with students, they can start here at Yavapai, and, you know, get early on degrees and go right into the workforce, or mm-hmm. they can go on to bigger and better, you know, universities and other things. And this event, you know, it kind of serves a couple of purposes. We're here to, you know, celebrate, you know, a good, you know, school year because it's right near the end.
Sure.
And to bring people in and so they can see the college and see, you know, how fun and awesome and, you know, what a great experience you can have, you know, here in town. You don't have to go, you know, 100 miles away to Phoenix. You can just be here and just, you know, share. And it's a great, you know, event. I am so glad that they do it. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's the college's, last year was the 50th anniversary for the college.
Yeah. We did a lot of things with them.
Yeah. And so, and our event on the Prescott campus got rained out.
Yeah, you know, I was there for one of those. It looked like a tsunami moving in.
Yeah. So the Prescott campus didn't get to have their little event. So this is going to be our, you know, big kind of, you know, redemption event from
Good.
That. So it'll be, you know, lots of fun.
Hey, tell us about Alex Daniels, the student at Yavapai College.
Okay. So I am in my second year at Yavapai College. I'll be there one more year, which is not typical. But I'm doing what they call the 90-30 program through NEU. So I get to, I complete 90 credits at Yavapai, which most people are there for 60. And then I go and to NEU and finish off the rest of my 30, and I get a bachelor's degree with 3 years at Yavapai, one at NEU.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Now, will you be attending NEU?
I'm currently in computer networking at Yavapai College. And I will be completing the computer management degree at NAU, and it's an online only.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
So, some
well, that's kind
good.
Of apt, though, for the computer work, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, in a way, I'm kind of glad, you know, a little sad because I don't have to go up there, you know, and freeze, but I also don't get, like, the university, you know,
full experience. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the university or the college experience, you were in high school just, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
Describe what expectations you had for college versus your actual experience.
So always the number one thing is I'm going to have to be an adult, you know, do all these adult-like things. College is going to be a little more difficult in that. And, you know, I found that, you know, like I live at home. Yeah, there's a lot of growing up that happens, but it's not as much as you think. And college is actually all not that much more difficult than high school, maybe mm-hmm. about the same. You know, it all depends on the classes you take. But so it's not quite as scary as that, you know, like the common thing that everyone thinks, you know, when they're high school. Oh, I'm going on somewhere, you know, crazy and it's going to be a lot of work. It's actually not that bad. It's different, but
yeah.
It's a good different, you know, and I feel, you know, last year I looked back and in high school it felt, you know, a little weird. But this year when I look back at high school, I'm like, yeah, that was a while ago and that was mm-hmm. a big change. But I've been enjoying it and I'm glad that I'm actually at Yavapai for all next year.
Cool. So,
yeah.
The biggest change for me was the sudden independence. I really enjoyed that because in high school it seemed like half the courses I was taking weren't going to do me any good, whereas at college, everything was going to do me some good. So I applied myself a lot more to it. Hey, tell me about the silent auction.
Okay, so our silent auction, we had a silent auction last year that benefited the food pantry for students who do not have quite enough to eat or that, you know, blow a tire and they can't afford it, so they can apply and get, you know, a little bit of money to help cover that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having it again, and we got some really good prizes. We have, you know, like a Yeti cooler and a couple fun gift baskets, you know, with all kinds of goodies in them and gift certificates. So there'll be all kinds of fun stuff that you can come and, you know, win through your auction and to help benefit, you know, the students who, you know, money's a little tight.
Sure. So, plus you'll have some freebies, you know, for people visiting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely freebies, you know, and if you come, you know, it's only $2 for adults and students are free and people who are 18 and under are also free.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come in, you get this little card and depending on how many times you fill it up, if you fill up the whole card, you get a free t-shirt and you get to tie dye it.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You'll have, I assume, local vendors there too?
Yep. Little local vendors or getting fire departments bringing a fire truck and
nice.
Showing it off and, you know, a local band. I can't think of the name right now because, you know, so much planning.
Everything going on,
sure. But yep, we got a local band playing for, you know, a little while. And
mm-hmm.
so it'd be fun, you know, like bringing local things in and then Yavapai College because all the clubs and organizations are putting on the games. So,
oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so even students who, you know, don't get out very much can see, oh, yeah, there's a, you know, there's all kinds of clubs, you know, that I could join. Oh, I could join the English club. I, you know, I like reading books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, one great. Of the cool things about Yavapai College, too, because we are an older community, a lot of people my age and a little younger, they go to Yavapai College, too. And it's an interesting mix of teens, 20-somethings, middle-aged, and older people. You don't see at a lot of colleges.
Yeah, it is.
I think it benefits everybody.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, I love being here, and I, you know, keep telling all my high school friends, you don't need to go all that far away.
Yeah.
You know, you can start here. You can live at home and, you know, go for, you know, way less money than university.
And you don't need to graduate with $100,000 in debt either.
Yeah, and you can just start somewhere and just have an overall, you know, good experience that's not quite as difficult because you're not away from your family. You
mm-hmm.
can still come home, and, you know, when the day's done, you don't have to go home to a dorm room every night.
And one of the great things about having Yavapai College in the community is when you guys graduate, hopefully we'll be able to retain your energy, your brain power, what you can contribute to this community. You don't have to go flying away to L.A. or Denver or Phoenix or anyplace else. You can keep it right here and hopefully thrive.
Yep, and I'm hoping, because I don't know if I want to move anywhere else. I've mm-hmm. had people ask me, you know, when you graduate, where do you want to go? I'm like, I don't know. California is too many people. The East, too many people. I mean, I love living here, and I'm mm-hmm. probably going to stay here even after graduating Yavapai and NAU and work,
you know,
somewhere.
There's an old saying going back a couple hundred years ago. This philosopher said, a person leaves home in search of what he truly needs and returns home to find it.
Yeah,
and I think that happens to mm-hmm. a lot of people when they leave this area. They go, you know what? I had it pretty good back there. Let's go back home.
Yep. And then they come back and retire when they're 60.
There you go. If only.
Yep.
Yeah. Very well. Tell us once again what time and what days for Yavapalooza.
Okay. So the Yavapalooza event will be on Friday, April 19th, so a week from this Friday,
mm-hmm.
from 4 to 8 p.m. It's in the evening, and I know it's Good Friday, but you can come right before your service or come after,
mm-hmm.
you know, 4 hours. You got an amount of time. And it's held at the Yavapai College Prescott campus on Sheldon Street. And adults are $2. Students and people 18 and under are free.
How do you beat that?
Yeah.
Alex Daniels, thanks for joining us again on behalf of Yavapalooza. Continued success for you at Yavapai College and beyond.
Thank you, DJ.
Stay tuned because we've got a check of local and state news and weather, followed by a chat with Rochelle Skavark about not only the Prescott YMCA, but especially about the Whiskey Row Marathon. It's that time of year again. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Are you one of the many homeowners losing hundreds of cooling dollars every year with leaky ductwork? The problem is, you never know until you have the guys and gals at Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. Often a simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal. Leaky ductwork means lost money. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles and test your home for duct leakage. Go online to GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTL. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 8th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A new state budget deal has yet to surface this year, but educators are keeping a close watch on what the legislature does and hoping it won't come to another strike.
Arizona Education Association President Joe Thomas says it would take a lot for teachers to walk off the job again, but he says if lawmakers fail to take education seriously...
The ball's really in the legislature and governor's court. If they'll have adult conversations and be investing this money, then we will see that they understand what the community understands.
During the strike, the legislature passed Governor Ducey's 20% pay hikes. Thomas says the effort reaped $250 million, but he adds that still left $750 million short on education after a decade of cuts. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Mostly sunny and dry all week, dangerously windy tomorrow and Wednesday, with highs today and tomorrow near 79 and 76, blowing in a huge Wednesday-Thursday cool down to highs of only 57 and 61. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to a partly cloudy 48. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny high near 87 today and a dangerously windy Tuesday, blowing in Wednesday and Thursday highs of only 69, with a Tuesday morning wake-up call around 51. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at kqna.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty Safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty Safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty Safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host,
DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:40. Can it really be that time of year again? It's time for the 41st annual Prescott YMCA Whiskey Row Marathon. We have Rochelle Skavarek here to talk all about it. When is the date of the marathon?
It is May 4th, so may the 4th be with you.
Yeah, well said. So tell us about when you should register for this.
You can register now online. You can come into the YMCA. You can mail your registration forms because you want to avoid that Friday night rush. From 3 to 8, because we stand in line then.
Yep.
This is easier. Do it online.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the 41st annual. You've been involved with it for roughly how many years?
I have been there personally for, this is my fifth year. So this is the first year that I'm officially the race director. Last year I was the assistant race director.
Comes down on you, doesn't it?
It does. Pressure.
So how much bigger does it seem to get every year? Because you get people from all around, don't you?
We do. And unfortunately, we've had some numbers go lower. But this year, our numbers are a little bit higher than last. So we're really excited. And I really want to shout out to our signature sponsor, Yavapai Regional Medical Center. They have been so supportive in really encouraging their staff and to volunteer as well as to run. They're incentivizing them. So it's really cool.
Well, I can see why they're involved, because so many marathoners my age end up going to YRMC when the marathon is over.
Unfortunately, that is true.
Weekend warriors.
Yes, I know. We all try, don't we?
So give me some of the basics about the marathon, where it starts, where it ends, how many different marathons are going on.
Okay. Well, we do start on Historic Whiskey Row right in front of Matt's Saloon in the palace. We have a full marathon for all of us crazies, and we have a half marathon for just the half crazies, and we have a 10K and a 2-mile fun run for families. We really encourage families to come out, large groups, dress up, be a team, and it's just a great atmosphere.
Now, how long are these different races?
Well, we start an early marathon start. They're not eligible for any of the awards. They can start at 5 a.m. if they need a little bit longer. The race does close. The course closes at noon. The marathon starts at 6 a.m. The half marathon starts at 7 a.m. The 10K at 7:20 and the 2-mile at 7:15.
Now, what about when this race route coincides with traffic? Will you have someone to direct everything?
Absolutely. We have our police officers from Prescott that will be there. We have cones that are keeping people safe. We have volunteers at every location where there's a transition. So, again, we need volunteers. But it is a safe place, and cars are very, very cautious around our drivers, our runners.
Yeah. So what about people who are bringing baby strollers, pets, things like this?
Baby strollers, yes, you can have them. We do ask you to just be careful of the runners that are really out there competing. We see a lot more of those just in our 2-mile fun run. Pets, service animals only, please, during the race.
Yeah.
They can be down at the courthouse square with their animals, but during the race, it's service animals only.
Where can you get a course map?
You can visit our website at WhiskeyRowMarathon.com, and all the information there is for you.
Now, is this course paved or dirt or some combination?
We have a combination. So you're going to start out on the streets of Prescott, and then you will slowly move into the Prescott National Forest if you are in our half marathon marathon.
Now, for those who are like me, who will probably overextend themselves, will there be medical support on the course?
Absolutely. We have some vehicles that do ride up and down the course available for that service. We also have water stations along the way, so they will be there with first aid kits if you need anything, as well as hydration, a little bit of snacks. We have some fruits for them to rehydrate.
And what about, is there a place to check your belongings?
Absolutely. In front of the palace, we do have a gear check, and they can turn that in. They'll receive a little ticket, and then when they are done, we'll be at the finish line so they can pick up their belongings.
What about porta potties?
Oh, we have porta potties. We have porta potties on the trail as well as a lot on the square.
What about refreshments? You mentioned water. What about the water stations? What about refreshments after the race?
After the race, we have a wonderful refreshment garden for our runners, thanks to Marino's Burgers.
Ma Burger.
Yes.
Oh, we love Marino's.
And Murphy's. They provide us some wonderful meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have, and fruit, and Papa John's Pizza.
Very nice.
So we have a lot of things. We have wonderful bread from Texas Roadhouse. Famous rolls. So, yes, we do have a wonderful refreshment garden.
Now, can you also buy extra T-shirts or change into long-sleeve T-shirts, things like that?
Yes. Our marathoners do receive a long-sleeve technical with their registration.
Mm-hmm.
Half marathoners get the half technical. And the 10K gets our newly designed T-shirts. I'm so excited for those to come off the press. So we've got some new designs, and they can buy those as well as they get them as a running pack. We also have some great new merchandise. It's just exciting. We have some socks that we had specially made.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Now, what about if someone, say, is going to work after it? Is there a place to shower?
Yes.
Really?
When they are done with their race, they just need to take their race bib to the YMCA, and they will get a free shower.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Yes.
Very good. Well, let me ask you this. Give me an idea, since you're the race director, right? Give me an idea of what kind of planning you have to do ahead of time, who you have to coordinate with in terms of city agencies, police, traffic, stuff like that, legal, all sorts of stuff, because this doesn't just happen.
It does not. It actually happens basically the week after it's over.
Oh.
We've already, submitted paperwork to the city for next year.
Huh.
But we work with the fire department. We work with the county health department. We work with the downtown Prescott partnerships. We work with the police department, like you said, city of Prescott. All of our sponsors, which we start very early because we could not do it without them. Pet Boys is a new one for us this year.
Oh, nice, yeah.
We're very excited about that. We have, let's see, who else? Bennett Clinic.
Hello, Dr. Bennett. That's my chiropractor.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
We have Barrett Propane.
Very nice. Hi, Dave.
We have Papa John's, like I had said.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful group of people that we could not do this without. And with all of this, we are able to give back to our scholarship fund and offer people scholarships that could not afford childcare, memberships that could not afford gymnastics or youth sports, swimming lessons, which is huge. We just really got to keep our kids safe around water.
Oh, yeah.
So this allows us to offer those scholarships. So the money all stays in our community. It goes nowhere else.
Mm-hmm. On that note, tell us what's new. What's going on at the Prescott YMCA?
Well, this Saturday, I really encourage everybody to come out. We're having an open house.
Nice.
Yes, we are waiving activation fees. So if you have thought about joining, but there's been a little...
Is this the joining fee you normally have?
The normal joining fee, which is equal to the amount of a monthly membership, is going to be waived.
Nice.
We are having Healthy Kids Day, so we're going to have some events going on. Some swimming expeditions. We're having the fire trucks come out. We're having a car seat safety check. Please come out and get your car seats checked to make sure they're safe. The statistics I was told is about 90% of car seats are installed incorrectly.
No kidding.
90%.
And you won't know that until something bad happens, and by then it's too late.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So we're going to be just doing all sorts of things, demonstrations of gymnastics. We have our dance department coming out. It's just going to be a super fun day, so I really encourage you to come out. We'll be there from 9 to 3 for our open house and our Healthy Kids Day.
And that's this Saturday, right?
This Saturday, the 13th.
You may have saw my eyes widen when you said you're waiving the activation fee.
Yeah.
Because when I was going there before, what I really enjoyed the most was now that I'm getting on a little bit in years, I'm getting a little stiffer, I found – now, you guys – I think you called it the arthritic pool. It's a kid's pool. You got a big water slide there.
Right.
What I got out of that, you have warm water coming down it.
Mm-hmm.
And that water coming off that slide is coming at a pretty good rate. And I know the kids love to come down it, but when nobody's coming down it, that rush of water against your back, oh.
It is phenomenal.
It's like a Swedish masseuse.
It really is. And we have some great arthritis water classes in that warm water pool. So there's so many things that are happening at the Y. And again, registration for summer daycare, summer day camp for school-age students, excuse me. We have summer sports camps, as well as our summer gymnastics camps and dance camps. So we have something for every age child for this summer. So just come by, and we'll get you hooked up where you need to be.
And speaking of sports and activities at the Y, our old friend Ryan Harlow is moving up, isn't he?
He is. He is our new membership director. He's been there about a year, and next time we get to visit, he will be here for you.
That'll be on the 22nd.
It is.
And we look forward to that. Tell us one last time how we can learn more about the Whiskey Row Marathon.
You'll go to www.whiskeyrowmarathon.com. You'll find all the information you need as well as registration.
And it's good to stop by the Prescott YMCA not only to join but to find out more about the marathon, correct?
Correct.
Rochelle Skavarek, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. I can't believe this has been going on for 41 years.
Neither can I.
And it just keeps getting bigger every year.
It does.
Have a great time this
year.
Thank
you.
Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned because I'm going to have a couple of final thoughts, plus tomorrow's Q&A guest coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey contractors, it's me, Sandy with YCCA. Plan to attend the City of Prescott Quarterly Contractors Outreach Meeting, April 10th, 11:30 to 1. Lunch will be served. Location, Yavapai College, Building 3, Room 119. Bring your questions, get the answers, and meet the awesome Community Development Leadership Team. Lots happening. RSVP to me, 778-0040. Don't be square, just be there.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Primavera Online School, You Pick It, Yavapai Model Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs host the Texas Rangers Tuesday at 6, Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, there's no Diamondbacks baseball tonight because they need a day off after taking 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox, but they will start a 2-game home series against the Texas Rangers tomorrow at Chase Field, followed by 4 against the new-look San Diego Padres, who suddenly have a lineup that's got some pop in it, even though they have no pitching whatsoever. You know, it used to be when I was living in San Diego and following the Padres every night from Petco Park. Every night at Petco Park in the 6th or 7th inning, the scores seem to be nothing, nothing, or 1-0. Nowadays, with this current Padres lineup, you look at the 6th or 7th inning, it might be 10-8. And they will probably not win a whole lot of games, but at least they'll have some runs scored. So it'll be a lot different for Padres fans. Hey, big movies coming up this weekend. We're going to have, I hope you've seen Dumbo, by the way. Really, really charming film. Pet Sematary started last Thursday. That's getting a lot of box office around the country. Very creepy movie. Keep that in mind. Us continues to do well with the box office. And coming up at the end of this week, you're going to see a film called Little. You're also going to have Hellboy. And what's the other one opening next week or opening up this Thursday at the Harkins? I'm drawing a blank on it, of course. But you will hear those reviews starting Thursday evening with me on KQNA. And coming up on Q&A tomorrow, by the way, you want to stay tuned for Ben Shapiro today at 3 o'clock, and then join me tomorrow at 2. My guests on tomorrow's Q&A will be Shannon Miller. She's from Castle Keeper Cleaning. It's National Cleaning for a Reason Week, and that will raise money for a very, very good cause. Also, Diana Dalsas from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. It's the annual Chalk It Up time. She'll be here for that. So tune in tomorrow, Q&A, Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.